This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Russia is confronting one of the most serious public health threats since the collapse of the Soviet Union. It's tuberculosis with an especially dangerous twist, strains of TB that are resistant to ordinary TB-fighting drugs and far harder to cure. There is a program that aims to fight TB among people who are beyond the reach of conventional medicine, and NPR's Corey Flintoff went to the Siberian city of Tomsk to learn about it.
My name is Yulia Safronova. I'm a nurse in Tomsk. What can I tell you about my job? I work in the Sputnik program.
The name Sputnik is one of those Russian words that's very familiar to Americans of a certain age. It means satellite, and Yulia orbits like a satellite around the Siberian city of Tomsk, treating TB patients who might otherwise go unnoticed.
My parents worry about me in this job, not so much because I might catch TB, but I tell them what sort of patients I have to work with. Maybe that worries them more.
Yulia's patients have complicated situations. Alcoholism, drug addiction, mental problems, and sometimes just an aversion to authority. They all have one thing in common. They can't or won't go to a hospital.
Have you actually seen a hospital? They've got drugs, dope addicts, convicts, crooks. Why should I? I don't even drink. Why should I stay in a hospital with people like that?
Alesia Tarazanova is 24, a wisp of a woman with bleached blonde hair, holding her nearly two-year-old son by the hand. She meets the car on the street near her apartment, gets into the back seat, and takes a handful of pills that Yulia doles out from a black gym bag on her lap. Tarazanova has been in treatment for TB for almost 2 years, she says. She's due to finish in just a couple more months. Yulia rides with driver Sergei Garyunov, who left a safer job 7 years ago to work for the Sputnik program.
As it turned out, Sputnik was my thing. I like talking with the patients. I like to play tricks on them, joke with them. It's interesting for me hanging out with alcoholics and drug addicts.
Sergei and Yulia spend a lot of their time jolting along rutted roads on the edges of this industrial town, with its oil companies and petrochemical plant. Now, in the chilly Siberian spring, some roads are sluggish rivers of mud. The next patient, Sergei Gaptienko, lives with his father in a weathered, run-down house. Drug-resistant tuberculosis is a growing problem here. People who have it often have to take as many as 18 pills and capsules a day, some to combat the disease and some to relieve the side effects of treatment. Some patients get fed up with taking the medications before their treatment is complete. They resist. They hide. They lock their doors to avoid the Sputnik team. Sergei and Yulia have to cajole them into taking the medication. If the treatment is interrupted, it can give the tuberculosis bacilli a chance to recover and develop resistance to the drugs. Gaptienko wants to know when scientists will invent something that will cure his multiple drug-resistant TB in one go. He's a sometime electrician in his mid-40s and an alcoholic. Yulia sets out a plateful of pills and capsules, half of Gaptienko's daily dose. Another nurse will come by in the afternoon with the rest. He doesn't know, he says, how he got infected with TB. Maybe he drank from the same glass as someone who had it. You can catch it riding on a trolley bus, his father says. Gaptienko says he has to stay home to take care of his father, also an alcoholic. That's the main reason he's not in a TB hospital, although he too insists that most patients in the state hospitals are criminals. Both men are on pensions, Yulia says. When they get their money, they drink it up, and then Gaptienko becomes a difficult patient, hard to find and uncooperative when they do pin him down. The Sputnik program is a joint effort between the U.S.-based NGO, Partners in Health, and Russia's health ministry. Dr. Alexander Barnashov manages the administrative connection between Partners in Health and the Tomsk Health Department, where he's a deputy head physician. He says the field treatment program here in Tomsk was the first of its kind in Russia. Now, delegations come here from other parts of the country and abroad to learn how it works. Barnashov says Sputnik programs have now been started in some other Russian cities. It's only one of many ways that TB is being fought, but it's a crucial one, he says. If this program didn't exist, Barnashov says, there would be a lot more people in Tomsk, in Russia, and even in America, who could be walking around and infecting others with one of the most dangerous forms of tuberculosis. But this public health program could be in danger. The Russian government recently imposed a law that says NGOs that receive funding from abroad must register as foreign agents. It's a label that, in Russia, is practically equivalent to the word spy. Thousands of charities and civil society groups around the country have been raided by investigators demanding to see their records. Critics say it's a way for the government to crack down on political dissent. So far, Partners in Health hasn't been affected. Back in the car, Yulia and Sergei continue their rounds, meeting patients on the streets, in shacks, and shabby apartment blocks. Yulia says she's thought about leaving nursing and doesn't pay very well.
But since I've been working here for 12 or now 13 years, then maybe I like it, since I stay here at this job. You get used to these patients. You know what to expect from them, what sort of people they are, and you see them differently, not the way an outsider would.
And that's what Sputnik seems to be, an irregular orbit for patients who can only be treated by someone who sees them differently. Corey Flintoff, NPR News.